Guess who? Kaylee Chella check-in back in with your top stories for today's evening news rundown.
The Associated Press reports a furious President Trump on Saturday called for the resignation of a Democratic senator who assembled and released what he called false allegations that scuttled the nomination of the White House doctor who'd been in line to lead the Department of Veteran Affairs. Trump stepped up his criticism of Montana's John Tester, the top Democrat on the Senate Veterans Committee, in two tweets days after asserting that Tester, quote, has to have a big price to pay politically in the GOP-friendly state for his leading role in Ronny Jackson's failed VA bid. Tester faces a competitive re-election this year. Tester, in a statement, didn't directly respond to Trump, but said he was committed to aiding veterans. At issue are allegations that Tester has said were brought to his attention by more than 20 military and retired military personnel who've worked with Jackson. Tester said not investigating would have been a, quote, dereliction of duty, and said making them public was important for the sake of transparency. The charges against Jackson raised questions about his prescribing practices and leadership ability, including accusations of drunkenness on the job. Tester's office collected the allegations, which included a claim that Jackson, quote, got drunk and wrecked a government vehicle at a Secret Service going away party. Trump tweeted early Saturday that the allegations are, quote, proving false, saying, quote, the Secret Service is unable to confirm, in fact, they deny any of the phony Democratic charges which have absolutely devastated the wonderful Jackson family. Tester should resign. A written statement by Tester didn't respond directly to Trump's remarks. It says, quote, it's my duty to make sure Montana veterans get what they need and have earned, and I'll never stop fighting for them as their senator. It also said that Trump had signed 8 Tester bills on veterans into law. MSNBC's Joy Reid, under fire for homophobic language in old blog posts, apologized Saturday for any past comments that belittled or mocked the LGBT community and says she hasn't been able to verify her claim that her account was hacked. Reid opened her weekend show Am Joy by acknowledging she has said dumb and hurtful things in the past, saying, quote, the person I am now is not the person I was then. But she was unable to explain blog posts from a decade ago that mocked gay people and individuals who were allegedly gay. Reid has denied posting them altogether, but says security experts she hired who looked into whether she had been hacked found no proof. She said, quote, I genuinely do not believe I wrote those hateful things because they are completely alien to me, but I can definitely understand, based on things I have tweeted and I have written in the past, why some people don't believe me. I have not been exempt for being dumb or cruel or hurtful to the very people I want to advocate for. I own that. I get that. And for that, I am truly, truly sorry. The posts that came to light in December were written for The Reid Report, her blog when she was covering Florida politics a decade ago. In posts, she refers to then-Florida Governor Charlie Crist as Miss Charlie and suggested he was, quote, ogling the male waiters on his honeymoon after marrying his wife, whom he has since divorced. She questioned whether the marriage was a sham by a gay man who thought it would help him politically. Reid apologized, saying her remarks were, quote, insensitive, tone-deaf, and dumb. On Saturday, she apologized also to Ann Coulter for using transgender stereotypes to describe the conservative commentator. Alfie Evans, a British toddler with a degenerative brain condition whose parents lost a legal battle to keep him on life support at a Vatican hospital, was mourned with balloons set free in the sky and prayers from the Pope after he died Saturday, weeks shy of his second birthday. Kate James and Tom Evans said their son's death overnight in Liverpool, England, had left them heartbroken. Alfie's condition left him with almost no brain function, and multiple courts ruled that keeping him alive was not in his best interests before doctors removed his ventilator 5 days ago. Evans, who is 21, wrote in a Facebook post decorated with a broken heart and crying emojis, quote, my gladiator laid down his shield and gained his wings at 2:30. As news spread in the community, dozens of people laid flowers and mementos in a park near Alder Hey Children's Hospital in Liverpool, where Alfie was treated. About 1,000 people gathered 12 hours after the boy died to release blue and purple balloons in solidarity with the grieving mother and father who had struggled to come to terms with their child's terminal illness. Alfie's case sparked a medical ethics debate that resonated far beyond Britain. Doctors overseeing his care said further treatment was futile and he should be allowed to die, but his parents fought for months to try to convince judges to allow them to take him to the Vatican's Children's Hospital, where life support would have been maintained. Under British law, courts are asked to intervene when parents and doctors disagree on the right course of treatment for a child. In such cases, the rights of the child take primacy over the parents' right to decide what's best for their daughters and sons. That's all I've got for you for now. To stay up to date on all things news, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Anchor and at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. Kaylee Chella, checking out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.